From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. One person has been killed and three others wounded when gunmen attacked a cafe in Denmark where a satirical cartoonist was set to speak. Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt has called Saturday's deadly shooting at a free speech event in Copenhagen a terrorist attack.
Denmark has been hit by a very serious act of violence tonight. We feel certain now that it is a politically motivated attack, and thereby it is a terrorist attack.
Thorning-Schmidt added that all of Denmark is on high alert and police have been deployed across the country. The satirical cartoonist named Vilks from Sweden was scheduled to speak at that cafe. He is known for his provocative drawings, including a 2007 cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad with the body of a dog. He was not harmed in the shooting, as was the French ambassador to Denmark, François Zimeret, but a spokeswoman for the committee called the shooting an attempt on Vilks' life. Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists unleashed a barrage of artillery fire Saturday, just hours before a European brokered ceasefire was due to come into effect. The ceasefire is set to be implemented in just about an hour. It was hammered out in marathon talks between France, Germany, Ukraine, and Russia, Russian-backed separatists in Ukraine, and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The UN Security Council is expected to meet Sunday for an emergency session to shore up the ceasefire. UN diplomats say the 15-member body will vote on a Russian-drafted resolution calling on all parties to implement the deal. This is VOA News. The governor of Nigeria's Gombe state has imposed a 24-hour curfew in response to a Boko Haram attack that sparked raging gunfire on Saturday. The governor's spokesman announced the move, saying, though the fighting is taking place in Gombe City, the curfew is set to take effect across the entire state. He said residents are to remain indoors until further notice as security forces try to track down the gunmen and restore order. There is no word on casualties. U.S. President Barack Obama has laid out his plan to ensure that more children graduate from school, fully prepared for college and a career. In his weekly address Saturday, Mr. Obama said that there have been signs in recent years that elementary and secondary school students are doing better, but he said students will only do better in the 21st century economy than their predecessors did if they are educated better than those who came before them.
In today's world, we have to equip all our kids with an education that prepares them for success, regardless of what they look like or how much their parents make or the zip code that they live in.
Mr. Obama also criticized a Republican-led education bill in Congress, saying it would lock in cuts to schools for the rest of this decade. He said if the bill were in place, the United States would end up investing less in education in 2021 than it did in 2012. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan say security forces are searching for a polio vaccination team that disappeared Friday evening. The team included two vaccinators, two security personnel, and a driver. Meanwhile, in northwestern Pakistan, officials say gunmen ambushed another polio vaccination team on Saturday, killing its driver. Tens of thousands of Yemenis protested Saturday against the country's takeover by the Shiite Muslim Houthi movement. In the central town of Ibb, Houthi gunmen fired on protesters, wounding four of them. In southern Yemen, heavy fighting has continued between Houthi rebels and Sunni tribesmen, many of whom are allied with local al-Qaeda groups. Security sources say at least 26 people have been killed since Friday. And protesters took to the streets of Bahrain Saturday to mark the fourth anniversary of an uprising that called for widespread reform in that country. Protests by the majority Shiite opposition in Bahrain have persisted since the 2011 uprising, which came amid the wave of pro-democracy movements in other Arab countries. Demonstrators have demanded democratic reforms and an end to what they say is discrimination by Bahrain's Sunni rulers. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.